light of guidance, the 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 light of guidance.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله the prophet of mankind the peace of our hearts and mind the most generous and kind صلى الله عليه وسلم is reported to have said زينوا مجالسكم بالصلاة عليه decorate your gatherings your mahafil by reciting درود salutations salawat and salam upon me why فإن صلاتكم علي نور لكم يوم القيامة indeed the درود the salutations which you recite on me will be نور for you on the day of judgment subhanallah صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم مرحبا خوش آمدید welcome to one and all to another beautiful and exciting episode of these lovely series known as the light of guidance subhanallah subhanallah and we have come to you with a very beautiful topic as well and what is that topic Subhanallah, subhanallah. Let me leave you all with a question. The question which I want to leave you all with is, I have a job opportunity for many of our viewers. There are some conditions to the job. The first condition is there are no timings of your job. So you're not going to be working from 8 to 5 or maybe from 6 to 1, 6 to 2, no. During the day, you will be busy. Throughout the day, you will be busy. Your timings can change. It can be until 10 in the night, 12 in the night. You can be woken up 2 o'clock in the morning, 3 o'clock in the morning. Sometimes maybe your job will demand that you will have to remain awake the entire day. Okay, so basically 24 hours, you will be on your feet and you will always have to be ready. That's one. The second thing is you're going to have to work seven days a week. The third condition, you are going to work 365 days a year. Means no public holidays, no Islamic holidays, no school holidays, madrasa holidays. Nothing will be counted. 365 days a year, 7 days a week, you will have to work. And with this, if somebody says something to you, you know, there will be people around you if somebody shouts you, somebody says something. So you have no right to answer them at all. If you get sick, there won't be a leave. You have to take care of your body yourself. While you are sick, you will still be made to work. So there's not going to be any sick leave. You won't even write an application for sick leave. There won't be any holidays. And the most important thing is there is not going to be a salary. Okay? So if you're going to work, you will have to work on your own accord. And whatever you're going to do is going to be from your own self. There's not going to be any salary for this job. After I gave you a brief description of this entire scenario, and every person, every intellectual person is going to say, I'll be mad to go and apply for this job. I mean, there's so much demandings and there's so much things which I need to do. And the outcome is I'm not going to get any salary. I'm not going to get any wages, no pay, nothing. Then what's the use of me working so hard? But believe me, if I tell you that there are thousands and thousands of people around the globe who are doing this job. And at the moment, yes, there are many of them who are doing this job. Who are those people? Who are those fortunate people? Who are those lucky people? Inshallah, Azza wa Jalla, we'll take a short break here. And as soon as we return, inshallah, we'll discuss those lucky and fortunate people And then inshallah Azza wa Jalla, we will come towards our beautiful topic for today. So remain with us inshallah. Today we have something exciting to learn about, something very beneficial, especially for our youngsters. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Our beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam was given many miracles. And one of the greatest miracles of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, the scholars mention, is the night of Mi'raj, the night of ascension. That beautiful night in which our Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam saw Allah azza wa jal with his own beautiful eyes. Subhanallah. What was the vision? What was the view? Only Allah knows and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But let me tell you, on this night of Mi'raj, the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam also witnessed many, many scenes, horrific scenes, that we can learn a lesson. It says that one of the scenes that the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam saw was people hanging by branches made out of fire. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was told that these are those people who used to disrespect and swear to their parents. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani channel, you might be thinking, how come people can swear to their parents? That is what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam saw, and that is what he was told. Today we see this in our society. Our parents are disrespected. Our parents are sworn at. When you swear at other person's parents, they swear back at your parents. So you are indirectly swearing at your own parents when you are swearing at other people's parents. Respect of parents. We see that this is a very, very declining event that happens in our society. In our homes maybe, our elderly, our parents, they might not be treated as we want to be treated ourselves. Let me mention the verse of the glorious Quran, para number 15, Surah Bani Israel, verse number 23. فَلَا تَقُلْ لَهُمَا أُفِّيُّ وَلَا تَنْهَرْهُمَا وَقُلْ لَهُمَا قَوْلًا كَرِيمًا. In this verse, Allah Azza wa Jal is teaching us how we should be with our parents. We should talk to them with respect. We should talk to them words of kindness, words of love. If you've never ever sat down with your parents and talked to them with words of kindness and love, do you not think that we should learn a lesson from this story? Or are we going to be punished just like these people have been punished on the Day of Judgment? Now it's time. Now your parents are with you. Love them. Respect them. Cherish every moment that you are spending with your parents. Because when they leave you and when they pass away from this world, that will be a time when we will certainly regret. May Allah Ta'ala give me and all of us the ability to love and respect our parents. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Salatu wa salaman alayka, ya Sayyidi, ya Habibi, ya Rasulullah, sallallahu ala Muhammad, nuri min nurillah. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Mashallah, very beautiful. A clip was told to us about the respect and the honor of parents. And before I discuss that, let's come back to our question which I left you with. And that is a job, an offer which I had for all of you. I'm sure many of you all watching must be thinking that, you know, something is not right here. And then I left you with a question that, yes, there are many people in the world who are doing this job at the moment. And believe me, you, those people are none other than your beloved parents. Allahu Akbar. Yes, parents are those personalities and those beloved people who work 7 days a week, 365 days a year. There is no leave for them. There is no holiday. There is no vacation. There is no break for them. If they are sick, they still have to work. If they are worried, they still have to work. If they have attention, they still have to work. Whatever it is, they still have to work. And what is their work? I'm not talking about their jobs or their businesses, their companies. No, being a parent itself is a job. There are 1,000 things, 1,000 responsibilities which comes with parents: to look after the children, to be there for you, to look after you, to take care of you. And there are 1,000 things which you always do. Alhamdulillah, this job is being taken by the parents, and they do it in an excellent way, and very profoundly they take care of this job. Allahu Akbar. And the most important thing though is there is no salary. No parent takes salary for looking after his child. No parent takes wages for looking after his child. If we have to go towards the father starts, his job starts, you know, when the child is born, the expenses will go in the father's care. The necessities will go in the father's care. You know, when the child is born, the diapers, the nappies, which the child needs, that the father will bring. The medication, if the child is sick, the father will bring. And, you know, as the clothes, different clothes for different times. The children grow fast. 1 month, 2 months, 3 months, 4 months. Once he's 4 months, he cannot wear the clothes he wore when he was 1 month. So every month, every time, new clothes, new shoes, new this, new that. And as the child starts growing up, toys, the father will bring toys for his child. When the child starts growing up, he'll start going to kindergarten or preschool, then paying the fees for those things and sending him there, bringing him back. As he starts growing elderly, you know, go to school, sending him to school, bring him back from school. School comes with lots of expenses. We have school fees, we have uniform, we have books, we have, if there's tuition, then we have the tutor's fees, we have the teacher's fees, we have lots of fees to take care of. And as time goes on, in school, the son studies, and all those years when he studies, everything is in the father's responsibility. And, you know, once the child then graduates from school, then he goes towards college, he goes towards university. Even then, the father's hand is there. He's like, you carry on, I'm supporting you. The college's fees, the university's fees, which are, you know, in thousands and thousands and thousands. And there is no hisab for that, but the father keeps on backing and backing and backing and backing. And there comes a time where, you know, now the son reaches a level where he is, you know, he has a status and he has a maqam. Let's stop there. This was the duties the father does for the child, you know, just for the child. Then he has his own responsibilities as well. Yes, he needs to take care of his wife. He needs to take care of the other children, if there are other children. He needs to take care of his work as well. You know, he goes to work. How is he going to earn the money? When he comes back, he needs to spend time with the children. Before he leaves, he needs to spend time. While he is out, he needs to make sure everything is in control. Tell me, where is the break for the father? Where is the break for the father to take a rest? Where is the time for him to, you know, look around and, you know, really relax himself? No, there is no break at all. So he is doing that job and there is no break at all for this father. This was regarding the son. Yes, if there is a daughter, the same expenses from the time she grows until she becomes an adult. And in the end, you know, getting her married, that expense will also come in the responsibility. It also comes to the father. The father takes the responsibility. He says, no, I will get my daughter married. And he also takes the responsibility of getting his daughter married. And so his entire life of his children, 20, 25, 30 years, every moment he is sacrificing. Come towards the mother. Mother, yes, we all know she does a lot of sacrifice. And most oftenly, when people speak, they speak regarding the mother. You know, the excellences of mother, the sacrifices of a mother. And indeed, there are lots of sacrifices. When the child is born, taking care of the child, breastfeeding the child, you know, giving him food to drink, giving him food to eat, water to drink. Taking care, changing his clothes. The father will bring the clothes, the mother will change the clothes. The father will bring the food, the mother will feed the food. Likewise, when he is sick, the father will bring the medication, the mother will feed the medication. When time comes for him to grow up and he is going to school, the mother will prepare him, prepare his lunch, his breakfast, his supper, everything. You know, make sure his books are in order, make sure his bag is in order. Everything is up to date. Maybe the mother will sit with the homework, the father will even sit with the homework. Carrying on, school finishes, and then the daughter goes to college, then she goes to university. If she studies, or the son studies, and even then the mother takes care of all of those responsibilities. And every moment, you know, the mother is behind the son, behind the daughter, looking at their friends, looking at the company, always advising them, worrying about the little and the small things every time. You know, did you have this? Did you wear this? Did you eat this? Did you take this? Are you doing this? Are you doing that? Every moment, the mother is behind the child. Then there comes a time where the child reaches that status where he becomes, you know, so-called independent. So both sides, both of them play their roles. The father plays his role perfectly. The mother plays her role perfectly. And they bring a child to a stand where the child now becomes so-called independent, you know, and he is on his feet, basically. Now the question comes, what does the son and the daughter do in return? And many a times, you know, I think 95 to 99% the answer will be that the children don't even worry, don't even bother, are not even bothered at all regarding the parents. So much sacrifice, 20 years, 25 years, 30 years, and in return you get nothing. What will happen to the heart of those parents? Today the son turns around and he looks towards his father and he says that, what did you do for me in life? The mother, the daughter will say to her mother, what did you do for me in life? I did this. 2, 4, 5, 6 days the son and daughter is earning. They're earning money. They're getting, you know, recognition around the world. And immediately they'll turn their eyes on their parents and they say, you know, what did you do for me in life? Did they forget that they came in this world because of their parents? Did they forget who looked after them when they were young children? Did they forget at that time when they didn't even know how to speak? They couldn't utter anything. They couldn't even explain that they needed to go and relieve themselves in the toilet. They couldn't say that they were hungry, they were thirsty. At that time, who understood what they were saying? At that time, who took care of them? A time where they were helpless. A time where if there was no support, maybe they wouldn't have been existing even today. At that time, who took care of them? They forgot all of those bounties. And today they turn around and they say that, you know, what did you all do for me? What did you all do for us? Whatever you did. We took care of ourselves. We spend on ourselves. We are earning. We are doing this. We are doing that. They forget all the bounties. And in a moment, they turn their eyes on their parents. Is this not happening in today's society? Is this not happening in the world around us? Yes, we are going to discuss ayat of the Holy Quran. We are going to discuss a hadith of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, incidents of the Sahaba ikram, and everything we are going to discuss, inshallah. But before I come to that, I want to bring your attention towards this specific point. Many a times we heard about the rank, the status of parents in Islam. We heard how great they are. We heard we need to respect them. But now I'm leaving you with a question to look around you in society, in the area around you, maybe even in your house, in your relatives, your brothers, your sisters, your cousins, your nephews, look around you, maybe even your own children. And now ask yourselves a question, that after so many years, when the parents did so much for the children, what is the reply to the children? Analyze this here. Because our silsila is focusing on youth, because our silsila is you know, evolving around the matters of today's time. That's why I want you to ask yourself this question. Close your eyes for a moment and think of your neighbors. Think about the people around you, the families who are living around you. Look at their children. Maybe you know them for 5 years, 10 years, 15 years, 20 years. For how long you know the parents? And you know the sacrifices the parents did for their children. Now look at all those children in your area. Don't go very far. Around you in your neighborhood. And then ask yourself the question that, are those children doing justice to their parents? Are those children, you know, treating the parents as they were supposed to be treated? If someone has 4 children, ask, are all the children treating the parents as they were supposed to be treated? Not asking about only one. I'm not saying only 2. All of them. If there are 5 families around you, and if in those 5 families, let's say there are 20 different children, 5, 4, 5, 4, whatever it is, 20 different children, the question which I'm asking you, are all those 20 children obedient to their parents? All those 20 children, do they know the bounty which comes with the parents? All those 20 children, do they know what sacrifices, what hardships, what difficulties their parents had to go through just for them? And if you don't want to go far, then come to your own house. You have children, but you are also the child of someone. You are also the daughter of someone. You are also the son of someone. Now ask yourself this question. You took 20, 25, 30 years for your son, for your daughter. Is he or is she treating you the same way, you know, as you were supposed to be treated? Is she giving you the respect and honor which you deserve? Is he giving you that love and affection which you deserve? Is he obeying you the way you were supposed to be obeyed? You are also somebody's son. You are also somebody's daughter. Ask yourself the question. Are you or did you respect your parents the way they were supposed to be respected? Obey them as they were supposed to be obeyed? Look after them as they were supposed to be looked after? These are all these questions which I am leaving you with. And it's a moment to ponder. Before we discuss the rank and the parents of Islam, I want you to focus just on this question. If your answer is yes, your children are treating you the way you were supposed to be treated, according to Islam, according to Sharia. Yes, you treated your parents the way they were supposed to be treated. Then believe me, you all are excellent people. Your family is excellent. If the answer is no, then unfortunately, you all are very, very unfortunate people. If your children are not treating you that way, your children are unfortunate. If you didn't treat your parents that way, you are unfortunate. Yes, my words are a bit strict. Yes, you are unfortunate. But what I'm saying really matters. Yes, it's a matter of being totally unfortunate. We said that we should think globally, plan individually. We are here to rectify the world. We are here to rectify everyone in this world. We want every person to stand up and say that he is a slave of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Yes. But we discussed this previously. Charity begins at home. Everything will start only at home. If you want to rectify the world, rectify your continent. You want to rectify your continent, rectify your country. You want to rectify your country, rectify your province. You want to rectify your province, rectify your city. You want to rectify your city, rectify your area. You want to rectify your area, rectify your house. If this is not happening in your house, how can you expect that around the world everyone should respect their parents? Your children are not respecting you. Your children are not obedient to you. You're not obedient to your parents, to your grandfathers, to your forefathers. How will you expect that your neighborhood, your area, your country, your continent, the world to become a better place? No! Everything starts at home. You need to start from there. So these people who are doing work 24/7, you might be one of them. You might be a parent. Yes, people are watching me. Youngsters are watching me. Elders are watching me. Everyone is watching me. Some are parents, some are children, some are grandparents, some are, you know, elderly people. If y'all are watching me, then this is the question I'm asking y'all. Is everyone giving the respect to each other which they deserve? Parents are those people who have a very, very, very high rank in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Parents are those people, you know, once they go, you can never ever get them back. You might adopt a son. You might adopt a daughter. Maybe you lost one son, you'll have two more children, maybe. Yes, you'll feel that you lost him, but you'll have people to cover up. You might get another brother. You might get another sister. You might get another uncle, another auntie. But trust me, by Allah, you will never, ever, ever get another mother. You will never get another father. These are the people who you have to look after now. These are the people who you have to obey now. These are the people who you have to look up to now. The people you have to love now. The people you have to show affection to now. Not later, not tomorrow, not day after tomorrow, not after 1 month, after 1 year, or when you get elderly, or when you get married, or when you get children. No! Now you have to do all of these things here. And after doing everything, if the question ever comes in your mind that, I did so much for my parents, and I think I fulfilled their rights. I did so much for my parents. I think I'm doing enough for them. Then, you know, first of all, you can't ever do enough for them. But secondly, even if I put you through a test, believe me, you are going to fail that test. Just one story to make you understand. There was once a son who told his father that, you are my beloved father, I love you a lot, and, anytime you can test me, then always I'll be obedient to you. I'll respect you, I'll love you, and, I'll be the most obedient child. The son said, huh? The father said, okay. Son said, yes, you can test me anytime. The son was obedient. Father asked for water, son brought water. Father asked for food, son brought food. Father asked for this, for that. Son made sure he brought everything for his father. He took care of his father. One day the father said, come with me. And he took the son to, you know, a hill. And at that time, the father had an orange in his hand. So he looked at the orange and he dropped it. And the orange came rolling down the hill. So it was quite far. You have to come all the way down. So the father said, oh, my son, sorry, I dropped the orange. Can you go fetch it? The son said, you're asking me. Obviously, I'll go fetch it for you. I'll come now, no? He ran down, brought the orange, came back up. So the father took the orange again. After a while, looked at it, and he dropped it again. And the orange went rolling down the hill. So second time, he told his son that, you know, can you go fetch the orange for me? Son said, again, no problem, I'll go. Went second time, brought it up. Third time, father took the orange and he dropped it. It went rolling down all the way. Can you bring for me the orange? Third time, the son said, okay. This time, he wasn't so excited. He went down, brought the orange back to his father. Father took the orange. Fourth time, again, he dropped it. It went rolling down. Son said, I must go fetch the orange, I'm sure. Father said, yes, please go fetch it. Son said, okay. Son's mood went a bit off. Went down, brought the orange, came back. Fifth time, the father dropped the orange and it fell down. This time, before the father could say anything, the son started getting angry. I don't know what's wrong with you. I mean, I brought the orange one time, two times, three times, four times. This is the fifth time you threw it down. And I must go and I must fetch it. I must go, I must fetch it. Every time I must bring it to you. You want to eat it? Eat it. You don't want to eat it and keep it. Why are you throwing it down every time? It's difficult to go all the way down and come all the way up. Why don't you try to go down and come up every time five times? You know how difficult it is? Yes, I said I'll be obedient to you, but this doesn't mean you must take advantage. Five times you threw the orange down. Five times I have to bring it up for you. So the father started smiling. And he said, this is what I wanted to see. And he said, oh, my son, you know, when you were a young boy, very small, you were young, I brought you to the same hill. At that time, you had a ball in your hand. And you threw the ball down the same hill. And I went, I fetched the ball and I came up. One time, two times, three times, four times. He says, 10 times you threw that ball down. And 10 times I went and I fetched that ball and I brought it to you. And by Allah, every time I brought that ball, there was always a smile on my face. Not even once did I frown. Not even once did I get angry at you. 10 times I brought that ball, and all those 10 times I brought it to you smiling, and happily I gave that ball to you in your hand. Allahu Akbar. Just one incident to make you understand that many a times we feel that yes, you know, we have fulfilled the rights of our parents. Yes, we have done a lot for our parents. People come and say, Munasab, you know, we're doing a lot for them. You know, we gave them the best house, the best furniture, the best place, everything we gave to them. You know, whatever they need, it's up to date. But even there are many shortcomings from your side. Many parents don't want all the luxuries. Many parents don't want the lifestyle which you gave them. Some parents just want the child to come next to them and speak to them for 2 minutes. Come next to them and speak to them for 5 minutes. Come next to them and speak to them for a few moments. Or just go and hug them. Just go and kiss them. Just go and say, I love you. Just go and say something nice to them. That's what some parents are waiting for. Let's say that, okay, somebody is so lovely. You know, he gave his parents everything. On top of that, you know, he serves them. He stays with them. And they are happy with him. But still, don't ever think that you have fulfilled the rights of those parents. Because by Allah, the things they did for you when you were young, the things they did for you when you were small and you had no power at all, your entire life you can serve them and everything you can do for them. By Allah, you will never, ever, ever be able to reach that status and that level of the things which they did for you. So just some words which I thought that I should inform you all before we come towards the status of the parents, before we come and discuss the actual reality of parents. The question which I'm leaving you all with is, are we obedient to our parents? Do we have the respect for our parents? Before we even learn about the status, maybe many of y'all don't even know what the Quran says about parents, what the hadith say about parents, how the pious predecessors took care of their parents. Maybe y'all don't even know that. But in your heart, you'll know the way y'all are treating your parents, the way your children are treating you. If any way you feel that something is not right, somewhere there is a shortcoming, something is not feeling appropriate, then know that you are not obedient to your parent. Allahu Akbar. We will discuss this topic with detail, inshallah, with some few ayat and hadith. But before that, let's take a short break. And inshallah, as soon as we come back from this break, we will discuss many beautiful points. Please remain with us, stay with us, inshallah. And we hope that today we are going to learn something important and we're going to leave with something very important. صلوا للحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم.
Sayyidina Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma has stated that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, the one who is obedient to his parents in the morning, two doors of Jannah open.
Subhanallah.
Two doors of Jannah open for him, and if only one of his parents is alive, one door of Jannah opens. And the one who is disobedient to Allah azza wa jalla regarding his parents in the evening, two doors of hell get opened for him. And if one's alive, one door of hell gets open for him. A person asked, even if the parents oppress him, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied, even if they oppress. Our parents, they don't oppress us. They're guiding us, they're directing us, they're saving us, they're protecting us,
yes,
from difficulties, from problems they can see ahead that we can't see. Because of our short-sightedness, we can't see that far. They've been there, they've seen there that those things, and they've learned from that, and they don't want you to make the same mistakes. They're not destroying your life. They're telling you, don't make the same mistake. Otherwise, you're going to get hurt, you're going to end up regretting, and you're going to end up hurting yourself. So they're trying to protect you from these things, and we end up thinking they're trying to destroy our life. They're not destroying our life. So inshallah, listen to your parents. They have many words of wisdom. If you can learn from these words of wisdom, a lot of the things in your life, you'll be able to save yourself from many difficulties, inshallah.
Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, salatu wa salamun alayka. Ya Sayyidi, Ya Habibi, Ya Rasulullah, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, Nurin min Nurillah. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So we were discussing this beautiful topic regarding the parents, and I left everyone with a question. I hope everyone did ponder and think about the answers. We are going to discuss the rank and the status of parents in the light of Quran and in the light of the various ahadith al-kareemah, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. Many places in the Holy Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has discussed the rank and the status of the parents. Very beautiful and famous ayat of the Holy Quran, Surah Bani Israel, ayat number 23-25. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. وَقَضَى رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعَبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَّاهُ وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. Translation from Kanzul Iman. And your Lord has commanded that do not worship anyone except him and treat parents with goodness. إِمَّا يَبْلُغَنَّ عِنْدَكَ الْكِبَرَ أَحَدُهُمَا أَوْ كِلَاهُمَا فَلَا تَقُلْ لَهُمَا أُفْ. If one of them or both reach old age in front of you, so do not say even أُفْ to them. وَلَا تَنْهَرْهُمَا وَقُلْ لَهُمَا قَوْلًا كَرِيمًا. And do not scold them and speak to them words of respect. Subhanallah. وَخْفِضْ لَهُمَا جَنَاحَ الذُّلِّ مِنَ الرَّحْمَةِ. Allah, Allah, Allah. And spread for them the arm of humbleness with a soft heart. وَقُلْ and say, رَبِّ ارْحَمْهُمَا كَمَا رَبَّيَانِي صَغِيرًا. Allah, Allah. Request in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Oh my Lord, have mercy on them both, just as they brought me up in my childhood. Subhanallah. Rabbukum a'lamu bima fi nufusikum. Allah Ta'ala says that subhanallah, your Lord is well aware of what is in your hearts. In takunu salihina fa innahu kana lil awwabina ghafura. If you are righteous, then indeed he is forgiving to those who repent. Subhanallah, subhanallah. We'll discuss this ayat now. Let's discuss the other various ayat of the Holy Quran. Allah Ta'ala mentions in Surah Baqarah, ayat number 83. Allah Ta'ala says, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, وَإِذْ أَخَذْنَا مِيثَاقَ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ لَا تَعْبُدُونَ إِلَّا اللَّهَ وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. Translation from Kanzul Iman, and when we took a covenant from the children of Israel that worship no one but Allah and be good to parents. Allahu Akbar. Another beautiful ayat of the Holy Quran where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks regarding the excellence of the parents. He says, translation from Kanzul Iman, and we have emphasized upon men to show kindness towards his parents. These are just a few ayat of the Holy Quran where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala emphasizes regarding the respect, the obedience which one should show towards his parents. The first ayat which I discussed, Allah ta'ala gives the hukum, the order, that you should not worship anyone besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَقَضَى رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَّاهُ. Don't worship anyone but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Immediately after that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned a matter which is very important, because an important discussion is taking place. Worship no one but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So obviously the thing mentioned after it also has to have lots of importance. And what was that? Allah ta'ala says, وَبِلْ وَالِدِينِ يَحْسَانَ, and be good towards your parents. Allah ta'ala, after his ibadat, he did not say perform salah, establish zakat, go for hajj, do this, do that. No. Immediately after his ibadat, he said, go and respect your parents, do good towards your parents. Yes, because the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is there. Your salah is there, your zakat is there, your hajj is there, your sadaqah is there. Everything is one side. But another important factor which you need to look towards is your parents. Why? Why so much importance given towards them? Why so much importance for the parents? That after ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the discussion is regarding the parents. You ask Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. And from the teachings of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you learn that the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala lies in the pleasure of the father. The displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala lies in the displeasure of the father. Various ahadith, Nabi sallallahu mentioned, Al-Jannatu tahta aqdami al-ummahat, that Jannat lies under the feet of your mother, that you know. Nabi sallallahu mentioned that the father is the middle door towards Jannah. So all of these ahadith, when you deduce them and you look at all these various ahadith, the conclusion is that the parents hold a very high status. After Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the people who deserve your respect, the people who deserve your love, the people who deserve your obedience, the people who deserve your honor, your dignity and everything, are those parents of yours. And Sufiyai kiram, ulama'i kiram have gone to the extent of saying that, if you want to see that if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with someone, then look at his parents. If his parents are pleased with him, you must know Allah is pleased with him. And if his parents are not pleased with him, you must know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not pleased with that person. We have the ayat of the Holy Quran in front of us. The Quran gave you an order that you worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, be good towards your parents. In that be good, everything is hidden. Islam did not say, Allah ta'ala did not say, be good to them only for 5 years, be good to them only for 10 years, be good to them only for 2 years, only for 2 minutes, only when you're in a good mood, only when something nice happens to you. No! The Quran said, وَبِلْ وَالِدَيْنِ يَحْسَانَ, be good to them. In every situation you must be good to them. When they are old, be good to them. When they are young, be good to them. If they have any problem, be good to them. If you are happy, be good to them. If you are not happy, be good to them. If you have a problem, be good to them. If they have a problem, be good to them. If they treated you kindly, be good to them. If they treated you in a bad manner, still be good to them. Every moment, every second, you must be good towards those parents of yours. Yes, there is an exception case, If they command you to go against Islam, they command you to go against Sharia, then there you're not going to listen to them. Because I said, your first priority is Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Okay? So they saying go against Allah and His Rasul, disobey them, don't perform your salah, shave your beard, keep it less than a fistful. You're not going to obey them in those matters. Right? But here I'm speaking about generally, in every other matter, every jais and permissible matter, the Quran says be good to them. You have to be good to them. The Quran said, don't even say uff to them. Yet the Quran said, when they reach an elderly age, when they become old. Why? Because when a person becomes old, we say that an elderly person and a young baby is the same. A young baby, you know, he'll cry one moment, next moment he'll have, he's happy. Likewise with the parents, with an elderly person. You know, one moment maybe he'll be happy, next moment maybe he's sick, next moment maybe he's worried. You know, a child, you know, he'll just relieve everything in his diapers, in his pampers. Elderly people are also the same. Maybe they can't control it. They also wear in pampers, they also wear diapers, and they release in their clothes, in their body, they'll soil the bed. So many a times, young child and elderly person is the same. Young baby won't remember many things. Elderly person won't remember many things. A baby will start crying over small matters. Elderly person will also start crying over small matters. So they are the same. So Quran gave emphasis on that specific part, that when they reach that old age, don't even say oof to them. It doesn't mean if they are young, they're not old, now you can swear them, you can hit them, you can say ah, you can say oof, you can say everything to them. No! Because when they are young, then mostly what happens is the children are inclined towards them. Because the children are also young at that time. It's my father, my mother, I love her, I love, my father's the best person, thus that the father's young, the father brings toys, the father brings gifts, the father brings everything. So the child doesn't disrespect the father so much. Maybe the child won't even say oof to the parents. So the Quran did not focus on the time when the parents are in a young age. At that time, many people do respect their parents. The Quran said, no, at that time you mustn't say oof, but when they reach an elderly age, specifically at that time, don't say oof to them. Why? At that time, they're not bringing gifts for you. At that time, you know, you have your responsibilities, you have your family, you have your children, you have your people. At that time, they need you. At that time, they are sick. At that time, they'll cough. At that time, they'll become, you know, a bit, they'll feel a bit irritated. At that time, they'll start behaving like a child. At that time, they won't remember things. At that time, they will need you the most. So at that time, the Quran said, at that time when, you know, they need you the most, don't even say oof to them. Maybe you'll get irritated. Maybe you'll get worried. Maybe you are worried. You have a lot of on your head at that moment. Someone is disturbing you. Your business is not going well. Maybe your children are troubling you. Your wife is troubling you. Something is happening. But that's the time where you must not even say oof to them. Because that's the real test. At the moment they are in that situation, as you were when you were a child, not even once they said oof to you, now it is your responsibility, not even once you must say oof to them. So these are the limits which Islam has given you. Be good to the parents, don't say oof to the parents. Just keep these two things in front of you and now treat your parents. I'm not saying, you know, go and build for them a $1 million house now. No. Whatever will fall under obedience, you must do for your parents. Whatever will fall under disobedience, you must refrain from it and don't do it towards your parents. How much pain the parents go through, how much sacrifices the mother goes through, the father goes through before giving birth, while giving birth, after giving birth, in taking care of the child, all of those are on one side. You cannot even come close towards those sacrifices which your parents have done for you. So now I'm leaving you all with the same question which I gave you in the beginning of the silsila. That after you listen to all of this, ask yourself the question, are you treating your parents as the way they were supposed to be treated? Is your children treating you the way you were supposed to be treated? If the answer is yes, in the light of the ahadith and the ayat which I gave you, then you are doing something excellent. Your children are excellent. You are excellent. Your parents are excellent because they gave you a perfect upbringing and perfect tarbiyah. But if the answer is no, Allahu Akbar, unfortunately, you all are very, very, very unfortunate. There are lots of discussions pertaining to this topic here, you know, regarding the upbringing of the children, regarding of rights of children towards their parents, regarding, you know, the du'as of the parents, the good du'as of the parents, the bad du'as of the parents. But inshallah, Zawajal, in this beautiful series, whenever we have time, we will discuss those topics in detail. Today, my main focus was, you know, just to open your brains a bit, to open your thinking a bit, so you can ask yourself this question that, are we doing something right or are we doing something wrong? And if someone is doing something wrong around you, in your house, in your society, then try to reform them and make the place around you a beautiful and lovely place. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant everyone's parents healthy, long lives. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant them those whose parents have left this world. May Allah grant them the highest abode in Jannatul Firdaus, in the company and neighborhood of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability to respect and honor our parents and grant them healthy, good, happy lives. Ameen, 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 bijahi Nabi al-Ameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Unfortunately, we have come towards the end of today's silsila. And a very beautiful thing was discussed in today's silsila. That's the message I will leave you with. Ask yourself the question, are you doing justice to your parents, or is your children doing justice to you? That's the question which you must ask yourself each and every moment of your life. Till then, be happy, stay happy, remain positive, think positive. Remember, instill the love of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam in your hearts and in your life, because this love of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the base of everything, the base of your iman. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. صلوا للحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم.
The light of guidance, 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 the light of guidance.